Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Pafletic. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Oliver. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Campanis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Butler. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Bill Butler. And now, play ball. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella, who is chasing the ball. Aparicio reaches third base with a triple. May goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford takes first base on ball four. Josephson moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelly moves to third. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Adair moves to second. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy takes first base on ball four. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison hits a line drive towards the mound. John can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Kelly scores. Adair moves to third. Foy moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Campanis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Held. Campanis reaches second base with a double. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez strikes out. One out. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campanis scores. It's White Sox, 2, Royals, 2. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Josephson and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 0-for-1 in the game. Pafletic hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. Piniella strikes out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Foy. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Foy steals second. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bradford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Campanis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Campanis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Campanis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, May hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliver. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. There goes John trying to get to home. Oliver throws the ball into Adair, who relays the ball to Campanis, who tags John, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Melton hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-2 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 0-for-2 in the game. Pafletic hits a line drive into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Josephson strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison fields the ball and throws to Butler covering. Safe. Bradford moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harrison hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Jim Campanis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Campanis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliver moves to third. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. John hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. May strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. Butler strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 0 for 3 in the game. Pafletic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Josephson takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Bradford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 3 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foy hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harrison hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar pinch runs for Ron Hansen. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 3 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Ward pinch hits for Tommy John. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Sandy Alomar now playing second base. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bradford who is chasing the ball. Oliver reaches third base with a triple. Jim Campanis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Campanis is walked intentionally. Eli Rodriguez pinch hits for Jackie Hernandez. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Campanis moves to second. Juan Rios pinch runs for Eli Rodriguez. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. Campanis moves to third. Rios moves to second. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Josephson for a passed ball. Campanis scores. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.